know, or you shouldn't, and you have tons of doubt, you're not seeing the light, you're dealing with tons of pain, I know you would tell someone this is what you should do or would do, but what did you do to get yourself out of that pain?
I had to think of something. I would think of that guy, Brian Brooks, and I would think if I gave up, that it was like I had a towel up here before. Because there is times I would say, like, I give up. I probably gave up. I always say never give up, but I've given up 1,000 times. I would throw the towel and be like, I'm done. I quit. But then I would remember Brian, and I would think of that why, and I would imagine him and his mom, and it was like, you don't get to give up. I don't get to give up. And there's different levels of your life. I had to put food on the table. I had more children on the way. So I'd go and I'd pick the towel back up and wipe myself off. And that's what you have to have. You have to keep having different things. And my why doesn't need to be your why. But if you are just doing something only for the money, that I promise you, that's not going to be. I know a lot of millionaires. I've got there myself. And that wasn't like, okay, now everything's perfect and I'm happy. And we've heard this. You were saying it earlier too. Like, but it's important, but you just have to have something. And I can't tell you what it is for you, but I promise you, when you find something that's bigger than you, it doesn't have to be Brian. It could be that poem that keeps you going. Have something that you keep going to that pushes you through those times. And something else I want you to know that's really important. When you go through that, don't allow that false guilt to think that there's something wrong with you because you're going through it. As a matter of fact, if you don't go through that, I would say that you're not going after your dream. And the bigger you go through that, the bigger doubts that you get, that's a bigger sign that you actually are going after your dreams. But on the other end of that, you saw Dream Shine. I'm getting ready to purchase another property. We're doubling the size of our campus. We're going to be building a pirate ship there. I'm imagining it like Disney World. That's my why. Does that help? Yeah, I'm just making sure I answer your question because I want to make sure that I help out.
Any other questions? You know, okay, so listen. Okay, please, Mike.
Great. To see you come out of adversity and do what you're doing is so inspirational. But I mean, we don't get to give up. That to me is etched in my hard drive because I have a purpose. I know what it is clearly. And you don't get to give up. The one question I will have, thank you for everything. Did you ever hear from that lady again? Did you ever get a chance?
From the state?
Yeah.
Oh man, I have the, thank you so much for it. It's like you just knocked me out for a home run. This is like, I say God is, whatever your beliefs are, I always say God is orchestrating. We became one of the first agencies in the entire state of Ohio to be in 100% compliance. And I don't want to get too into the rules and all that, but they do these big audits, Medicaid, Medicare, all this. We were the first one to ever be in 100% compliance. They go through like 1,000 things, like if you're missing one initial. So they asked me to go and be the presenter for being the first agency that was in 100% compliance. And it just so happened at that conference, it had all the people from the state and from the county, and she was right there in the audience. Then her best friend, I don't know if it was her best friend, her good friend's daughter was attending Dreamshine, which I didn't even know. So after I got done speaking, the lady that I knew, the mom, came and said, have you met Mark, the owner of Dreamshine? He has the best program ever. My daughter Allie goes there. You know Allie. It's amazing. And she introduced me to her and I shook her hand and she knew I knew. And I said, I think we've talked on the phone before. And I was like, thank you, God. So there's your answer.